for a walk. I'll be ready at 24, the work of God.
You are listening to a life-impacting message preached by Bishop Richard Aye at the Ready at 20 service, London. Bishop Richard Aye is the pastor of the First Love Church UK, a denomination founded by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. The First Love Church is full of zealous young people who love and desire to work for the Lord. You will be encouraged and uplifted as you listen to this powerful sermon.
Occupy. Are you happy in church?
Amen.
Do you want to speak in tongues for 3 minutes? Yes, yeah, speak in tongues for 3 minutes. Just pray. We thank you for your mighty blessing of opportunity to be in your presence, to serve you, to work for you, to be servants of yours, Lord. Thank you for this blessed opportunity. Come, O Lord, come, O Lord. Thank you for your powerful presence in our midst, Lord. I pray that your will shall be done amongst us. Guide us by your precious word. Let your word be our guide and our light, Lord. Thank you, Father, for today. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, Amen. Beautiful. God bless you. Take your seats. Exodus chapter 10. Exodus chapter number 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him. 2. And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt and my signs which I have done among them. That you may know how that I am delighted. Verse 3, and Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Verse 4, else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast. Mercy. Are you there? Are you looking at your Bible? Or you're looking at a man falling off a chair? Okay. Verse 5, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. 6, we're getting there. And they shall fill thy houses, and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy father's fathers have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? Hey. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old and with our sons and with our daughters and with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go. And your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Here ends the reading of our scripture. You don't know what to say. Okay, so today we are talking about ready at 20 to serve. Okay, so you see in verse 8, and Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young. The young ones will not be left out. Amen. We will go with our young to serve the Lord. So young people are expected to serve the Lord just as old people serve. And even better. Even better. Even better. You remember our first point last week? You have forgotten our first point last week. What was our first point last week? I can hear tell. What are you saying? Okay, I think these people are saying it properly. Say it again. Beautiful. That was the first point. So, like Jesus, do not follow your parents' lack of spirituality. You see why you should write notes when you come to church? Yeah. Instead of giving the pastor funds. So, I'm saying that sometimes even the old people are not a good example. And it's true. No apologies for it. Check where you've come from. How many of the older people in your homes, I don't know who they are, whether they are guardians, aunties, uncles, mother, father, I don't know who they are. But how many of them have dressed up today that they are going to church? Or join the week, we say, I have fellowship meeting. Or in the morning, you see them praying that we have to pray. Or soaking in messages. Or reading a Bible. So you don't follow. Most older people are affected by the experiences of life. Affected. Either offended by somebody, angry at somebody, you know, choked by the disappointments in life. So have left the hope that they had in God. Have abandoned the hope that they had in God. And meanwhile, they are very much responsible for all the things that have happened to them. It's not like someone did it to them. Even though people like to blame people for their problems. Everybody likes to blame someone for their problem. When you grow a little bit, you see that you don't even bother so much about people who say they are angry at this person, angry at that person. How do you? Anyway, so I'm saying, I was talking about young people. To be able to serve God. And you should be able to serve God more than older people serve. And so you have to serve God now. Before you, because are you aware that you're approaching old? Yes. 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 We're all growing up. Yes. Yes. A number of your pastors in this church. I was there when they were born. Yes, a number of them. They are pastors today. Yes, they are pastors. I was there when they were born. They are not even the firstborn of their parents. So I saw them. They heard my voice once they were in their mother's womb. Because their mothers were sitting there as we were sitting here and I'm preaching. Their mothers were sitting there. They heard my voice in the womb. I don't know whether you hear in the room. I think you hear. No, you must hear something. Makala Bashiba Katara. They're growing up. Yes. Yes. But do you understand that what I'm saying to you is that you also have to know that you are growing. We are growing. Are you not growing? You don't like to hear that, you see. It's not a nice thing. So that is why you have to do what you can do now. You have to do it now. Now is when you have to do it. Yes. Are you there? Yes. Now, when you are young. Because you don't know how you will become when you grow older. You don't know how you will become. Whether you still be spiritual or you become unspiritual. You don't know. You don't know how you become. Do you know how you be? Yes. Only by grace, isn't it? Only by grace. Yes. Only by grace. Or already, you can see some of the paths some of us are choosing. And you can already see and predict that this person is not going to be a spiritual one. This one will be a spiritual one. You can already see and tell. Just like your parents. You can also see, it's almost like we're all the same. Then some started choosing some parts and some things. They said, look, this one will not end up as a very spiritual person for a long time. It's the same. So it's easy. It's very easy for me to tell now. When I look, I can tell that, oh, okay. Maybe like mother, like daughter, or like father, like son. The same. Same, 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 same. You talk, they won't hear. You speak, they won't change. Everything is like wrestling. It's a spirit. It's called spirit of stubbornness.
Yes.
No spirituality. No, not like I will yield. I will give in. No. I will do. I am doing. I'm occupying till he comes. So, how should you be ready at 20 to serve? Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. I think when I sit down, I talk more. Yes. Yes. So, number one, young people are needed for their music, dance, flow, and joy. Yes. When you have young people around, the atmosphere is different. In some of the older churches, I mean, one of the common things you hear them say that, oh, we have dancing stars. We have the, but when you see the dancing stars dancing, hey. I'm telling you, sometimes I wonder why the so-called young people there, they even like to stay there. Oh, yes. Because the young people become like uncles and aunties, even though they are young. And if you see them dancing, they can't move. But they believe they are moving. You need to be in a young atmosphere with young people around you. And in that state, you have to commit yourself to affecting and changing the atmosphere. Yes. The music, the dancing. No, if you can sing, you must sing. You must not hide. You must not hide your gift and your talent. You have to come out and say, look, I can sing. I want to sing. I can sing and I want to sing. And you should force yourself to sing till your singing gets better and better and better. Yes. You shouldn't retire yourself at all. If it's dancing, you should dance. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When you see that age is coming, a little bit of density is affecting you. Start going to the gym. Adjust your diet a bit so you can stay light. Otherwise, when you start moving backwards, that's the moving, but you say, some are not moving. So some are not, as they are coming, some are not coming. So young people are necessary in the church, in the building of the church. I'm giving you the first reason for dancing. For music and for the joy, the flow. You see how happy you are? You see how, when someone comes out, the person may even think that I'm not serious. Yes, the pastor was just laughing with the people. But if the question you ask himself is that, why do you keep coming? Yeah, how did you become serious Christian? Somebody will just say, he's just laughing, he's just dancing, he just said the people do EA. We don't even know what EA is. That's, you can easily think that it's we are not serious at all. Isn't it, Michael? You can think that it's like we are not serious at all. It's like we go here, we just play. But we've been here for a while. We've been coming and God has been helping us. We've been loving God more and more and more and more and more. You see, because if we are grown-ups, I have to behave differently. I have to talk differently. By now, I'm sure I'll be on my 10th verse. For them to feel that I've come with the oracles of Jehovah. Yes. Yes. The oracles of Jehovah.
Shama. So I'm saying that those of you who can dance, you haven't started dancing yet, you should join the dancers. Yes. And those of you who can sing, and you haven't started singing yet, you should join the singers. Yes. Yes. And especially those of you who have concert voices. You know, those. Oh, yeah, there are people who have concert voices. Are you listening to me? Listen, listen. When you sing, there's a wow. It has a wow effect. That's a wow effect. You are needed for concerts. Yes. And we have, in this year, we have a lot of concerts for evangelism, to reach out to souls. So we need you. We need you. Show yourself. Make yourself visible. That you can sing and captivate an audience. You can capture the attention of an audience by your voice and by your singing, and minister to them, because all our songs are like preaching. Yes. You heard the song, Occupy Till I Come, preaching directly the words of Jesus. The Bible, line after line, line after line, line after line is the Bible. To when you capture the attention of people and you are singing with your voice, you are ministering to them the word of God. So don't hide your talent. And then there are people who have joy, happiness. I mean, they are happy. I'm telling you, they are happy all the time, happy. And you, can you see the number of times I have to say, shh? But in the service, we need joy. We need happy people. Yes, we need happy people. We need happiness. Happiness, joy. Yes. We need people who have joy. Not people with gloomy faces and gloomy attitude. No, 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 no. Yes, as I'm preaching, if I see a gloomy face on, let me finish my point. I see a gloomy face. Okay, relax. Look, it's almost time to end, though. See a gloomy face on first row or second row. You can ask BK. There will be a meeting about it. I'll say, who was that person? I'll just say, can you respectfully, nicely move the person somewhere further? Yes, because I need to preach. I need joyful faces, joyful voices, joyful attitude to help the preaching, because it helps the preaching. It helps the preaching. It helps the preaching. It helps the preaching. It helps. Yes. And it's young people who have that joy. Young people have that joy. They are noisy. They make noise. You see, when there is joy, there is noise. Yes. 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 Is there not noise in the stadiums from the fans who are winning the match? You know, I went to Old Trafford once. It was Manchester United versus Arsenal. I don't even remember what day. It was a weekday, I think. It was a weekday. Look, there was a man there. I've never seen anything like that before. There was a man there. You see, usually you hear the songs. You hear the song that everybody is singing. No, 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 no. Apart from the song that everybody sings along, this man sang for 90 minutes. He had his own song. He had his own songs that nobody joins in. Nobody joins in. Yes. He did a solo throughout. Very, look, listen. Very boring songs that I don't understand. Nobody understands. But he's just, and he's sitting. He's not standing. He's sitting. If the song is about Marcus Rashford, you see, you say, "Oh, Marcus Rashford, I know you." Marcus Rashford. He sang. He has songs for every play. He sang to the end of the match. End of the match. Yes. And I was sitting there and I said that, hey, people can come to church. They can't clap. They can't stand up. They can't be excited. They can't say amen. Joy. Young people have joy. Oh, young people have joy. Young people have joy. Younger people are more exciting to be with than older people. Oh, yes, they're more exciting to be with. I don't know whether because they have lesser problems or because they believe more. They're more exciting to be with. When you're with young people, it's like it's different. The atmosphere is different. Very, very relaxing, very, very happy. So when you see a young person who has become like an auntie or an uncle, it's very troubling. That's like, why are you in a hurry to act 60 when you are 22? Yes. Yes. Don't be in a hurry to grow up because you are growing up anyway. Yes. Yes. So, if you are young, your talent to bring joy. It's not even the talent, it's like just your nature. When you are young, you are just happy. You know, you are just happy. You are so easy. You are just happy. Yes. I'm encouraging you that don't feel that happiness, joy, feeling free, it's a negative thing. It's a very positive thing. Very, very positive. Yes. Don't be in a hurry to become some gloomy cloud. Some gloomy, serious cloud. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, there are so many troubles in life. No. Don't be in a hurry to become that thing. The joy you have, the happiness you have, it's not by chance. So be happy when you come up to sing. Choir, come with a smile. Yes. Obviously, how when the dancing stars come, it's like there's no song yet, but yeah. Yes. Even me, I've started practicing it, you know, how to slide it. Yes. Even when I slide, it doesn't slide, but I mean, I'm trying. Yes. So you too, when you come with smiles, come with happiness, come with a song. Even that's not a song you are going to sing. Come with a song that makes you move a bit. Don't come like a funeral procession. I mean, you have the music. You have the music. They have borrowed your music. With a song that makes you move as you are coming, you move. There's movement. Yes. And when we are shouting your name, give us a dance. So I will know that you are the ones whose name is being shouted. Yes. The joy. The music and the dancing is for those who are ready at 20. Yes. The joy. The joy. May God give you joy.
Amen.
Yes. Walk in joy. Look, when people, I'm telling you, I keep telling you, people grow up, they become serious. You don't know, they become very, very serious. But they were not so. They become very, very serious and very, very gloomy. Even when you are going where grown-ups have gathered, you are even worried. Oh, no, 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 I'm serious. You are worried. What should you say? How should you go about it? You know, it's like, what are you going to see? What shouldn't you say before somebody gets... Can you see how I'm feeling free here? I'm not thinking, is someone offended? Is somebody worried? The first timer, is the first timer wondering that, am I serious or not? I don't even... But when grown-ups gather, I'm telling you, I have to go with at least 10 verses to prove to them that I have come with the oracles of the living God. The oracles. Oracles. Yes. So that's why the scripture says that let no one despise your youth. Because it's very easy to despise and then you believe that it's like you are childish. It's that you are not serious. It's that you are unspiritual. But you are very much the person that God wants to use. A free person, a liberal person, someone who is ready to do anything for God. You are the ones that God wants. The one that you should be disguised, so they are not serious, they are children, they are this, they are like that, they are childish. He's not saying you are childlike. Say you are childish. Yes. He's not saying you are humble. Because it's a child that Jesus brought on stage. He said, to such belongs to the kingdom. To such belongs the kingdom. To such belongs the kingdom. You are the type when God says, to such belongs the kingdom. What is the kingdom? The power of God. The power of God. The anointing. The gift. It belongs to the children. Those who are ready at 20. They are the ones who receive the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? It's power. It's righteousness. It's peace. Yes, that's the kingdom of God. He said, to such belongs the kingdom. These are the people who catch anointings. These are the people who receive gifts. It's this age that you catch gifts and you receive anointings. Yes, that you will never lose. Because the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. This is the age where you must catch anointings and catch gifts. Yes, and you will never lose it. You rather develop it as you move on. You rather develop it. Prophet will tell that he started pastoral work when he was 16 years old. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's one of the best pastors you ever encounter. And it will get him to pastor you directly. Oh, I mean, you have no idea. I was talking to a brother earlier. I was telling him that, wow, the way he's talking and what he says he does in life, he sounds very pastoral. And I wasn't joking. I said to him that he sounds very pastoral. Just before we came into this, a group came. It was today, isn't it? Yes. I said, he sounds very pastoral. So it's something that you must water and grow in it and be a real shepherd. Yeah, because the gift is there. This is the age where your dancing, your music, and your joy will lead you to receive things from God. You'll be very attractive to God. God likes it when you have joy. It seems like God likes happy people. You know, Pastor Benny, I don't know how often you listen to him, but one of his messages, he said, he was telling us how some people were looking for him. And someone was trying to describe him. And he said, well, when you go to the church, when you go to the church, you see a young man, very happy, full of joy. He said, that is Benny. That's Benny. That's the person you are looking for. The happy guy. It's almost like he was described as like the loud guy. There's been some loud guy who talks loudly. He's happy. He's a happy person. That's it. That's him. That's him. Don't apologize for your happiness and your joy. Don't try and change and become some melancholic, serious guy who... Look. So now let me move to the next point. Yes. Sit. Ready to serve. We are ready to serve. So I'm showing that you must serve with your joy. Don't think that your joy is not serving God. You must serve with your joy. Don't copy those gloomy, dull, grown-up standards that you have seen. Yes. A lot of grown-up people don't like first laughter. They don't like this atmosphere. No, they don't like it at all. They don't like it at all. They don't know that it will rather sharpen them and wake them up. When it's a first service, like, oh, those people with this, those people with this kind of problem. But all of them had those problems too. I am their pastor. And when I meet them, I tell them that I am surprised you are mentioning this problem. Have you forgotten yourself 27 years ago? Yes. They don't like this atmosphere. But me, I like this atmosphere. Yes, I like that. I like it. Oh, yes. Yesterday I was in Aston. Before I realized, I looked at the clock. It was 7:33. I actually apologized. I said, I'm sorry. They said, no. Actually, nobody was leaving. Everybody was seated there. Everybody was. It was 7:33. And I'm just talking. There's happiness. Happy. They say, Stevie, come and sing Field of Souls. Malamatoli mikapata saya. Happiness atmosphere. Happiness. The joy is an atmosphere of the Lord. It's a fruit of the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It shows that we are strong in the Lord. We are strong in Him. Yes, we are strong in Him. It's not because we don't have anything doing. We are some child, a bunch of immature, easy, impressionable kind of human beings. It is the Lord. Try getting joy and see. Try getting depressed and see how difficult it is to shake off the depression. Try. Try sitting there and seeing that depression go and see if that's how it goes. That is when you will discover that a happy person, a person with joy, has the Holy Spirit. Try entertaining that thing. That makes you cry every night. Crying without a reason. And say to yourself, I won't cry again. And see if you won't cry. If it is that simple. So when you have joy, hold on to it. Keep it. Grow in it. Be excited. Be an exciting creature. I was talking to a bride to be a few days ago. I told her that. A happy girl is a beautiful girl. Yes. I said, don't try your melancholism anywhere. I said, a happy girl is a beautiful girl. If you want to be beautiful, don't have confidence in just your flat tummy, because it can go either way. Oh, yeah, it can go either way. I said, if you think you've got his attention because of the flatness of your tummy, you are making a big mistake. It's more of your character and your nature. How you chat, how you flow. Because the flat tummy, it can go either way. It can either go this way or it can go that way. Either way, it can go in any direction. What you have to maintain is the joy that you can chat, you can laugh, you are happy, you don't argue, you are not talking back every time, serious issue to resolve. Why do you always have something that must be resolved? Can't you leave things? So if you don't know why some of the beloveds run away, because there's always something to be resolved. He said, can't we have peace? Can't we live peacefully? Every time we have to resolve this small thing. Why did you come to my house with one of your buttons is off? Why one of your shoes? Look. Anyway, joy. Don't hold back on being happy. Can I give you point number two? Yes. Young people are needed for their strength. Yes, they are needed for their strength. Proverbs 20:29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is their gray head. Yes. In other words, glory is beauty. The beauty, the attractive thing about young men is their strength. To have strength, energy for things. Your determination to serve God. Your determination to serve God. To grow in the Lord. To be a basenta leader. Your determination, your strength. I can gather souls. I can gather. The first service people were singing. I believe I can try. I believe I can gather people. I believe I can carry people. It's like they were saying they believe they can try and serve God. That's the strength of a young person. I believe I can. A young person says, I believe I can. I believe it is possible. I believe I will overcome. I believe, you know, the young people, you have a lot of fleshy problems. Yes. The Bible says, flee youthful lusts. There's a lot of feelings and a lot of things. So despite those things that can drown your calling, and your desire to serve God, your strength can make you overcome it as well. As a young person, you have the strength to overcome despite all these difficulties and struggles and this. You can also overcome it. It's because you are strong. You are strong. You make most of your mistakes at this age, but you also make your key decisions at this age. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't allow Satan to tell you that you have failed. You are too young to have failed. You are too young to have failed. You are too young to have failed. Assuming you are going to grow up to 85. Subtract your... Yes, 85, 90. I mean, subtract your age now from that figure. It's like you are going to live 2 times more. Even 3 times more. How do you therefore, in the first third of the match, decide that you have lost the match? I mean, how do you draw such conclusions on yourself? How do you say you have failed? Even if one university has kicked you out, apply to another university. Who says you can't go to first year at 25? You means you finish at 28. Are you still under 30? Yes. How do you decide that it's not for me? It is for you. It is for you. It is for you. And you know. Some people get wiser when they grow older. Yes. So maybe it's even to your advantage to start all over again at 25. It's actually to your advantage. It's actually to your advantage. So I don't see why you will sit here in ready at 20 service and say it's over for you. You are going to sell newspaper from tomorrow. No. Don't do that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 13. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. And then I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. The wicked one came to you. He tried to drown you. He tried to suffocate you. He tried to end your ministry and to end your Christianity. But you have overcome him. Amen. It's young people who overcome. You will overcome. Amen. Yes. So because you have overcome. And then he said, I have written unto you fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. I have written unto you young men, because ye are strong. Because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Every young person is commissioned to overcome the wicked one. Because you are strong. You are strong. You are strong. You overcome him. The tests and temptations you are having is just your opportunity to overcome such a thing. And it will make you a better pastor. It will make you a better minister. Because you will see others in the same thing and you will encourage them. Yes. You are strong. Amen. You have overcome the wicked one. Amen. And my final point for today. Oh, we've had a good time. I mean, have we not had a good time? Have we not laughed? Have you not stood up? Have you not been quiet? Have you not been excited? Yes. Have you not clapped? Yes. Have you not danced? Yes. Have you not shouted? Yes. So we can close. Okay, point number three. Young people are needed to bear the yoke. That's 327. You know 327. Yes. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. It is good. It is good. That you make your hard and difficult decisions whilst you are young. Yes. I mean, it's like career. This is the age that you decide what career you choose. You don't decide to go to the university when you have 52 or 49 and a half. You are now going to the university. When you finish, who would employ you? No, you are an employee. You are no employer. Who employs? The ya, isn't it? Not the ye, the ya. Okay. So you the ya. You the employer. A 22-year-old person has submitted their CV with application. And a 49 and 6 months have also submitted this. Who will you choose? Who would you choose? Who would last? And who will come to work one day and follow and say, my knee? I have a GP appointment. I have this. I have that. You know? Will you not even ask yourself the question that, why are you now going to university at 49? Why? Will you, if you're a good employer, will you not even ask yourself that question? Where have you been? Where have you been? Why are you now coming? So this is the time to make your hard decisions. I'm telling you, this is the time. This is the age. This is not the age to say, I give up. No, this is the time. Look, I keep saying, God forbid. If let's say you've stumbled somewhere, you didn't pass something. Look, I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I'll give you career advice, but this is the time to try again. Yes. You bear the yoke in your youth. You don't resign in your youth. Yes. You don't resign and say, I can't do it. This is the time to do the hard and difficult decisions. This is the age. It's not the age to give up. It's like, okay, it's over for me. I'm just going to be, you know, I don't want to sound like I despise some jobs. So I can't even give an example that I'm just going to be this. You bear the yoke in your youth. You do the hard and difficult things at this age. You study hard at this age. You study hard. Hard to finish. Even if it's your third attempt, study and try. This is the time to do your driving test and have a driver's license. things. I don't know. Why are you excited about driver's license? I keep telling the first lovers who are from UD and join. All of them, they don't like driving. They're into bus. And the people who are converts, like real first love, like we just started life from first love, all of them drive. Yes, the people who don't drive, they're all from the old school. All of them, they're into bus and train. You talk, they won't drive. Yes. No, it's true. It's true. I know that. Did you not join first love? Yes. Do you not drive? Yes. She's been driving for whenever. I don't want to ask the next person. And prove to you where they've come from. They're the ones who tell that we were in white church, we're in this church, we're in church, we're this. Yeah, they're the ones who tell you those things. All of them. All of them. They don't understand car gears. And even if they drive, they say, oh, I can't drive. They drive illegally. Let's be serious. This is the age. As I'm starting from the secular things, this is the age where you do the difficult things. But this is the age also where you enter the ministry. This is the age where you see that God is calling me. God is drawing me. This is my life. I'm not going to mess up. This is not the age to be experimenting. I don't know which verse that is, that you're experimenting different things. Driving on the edge. Oh, yes. Courting with the devil. This is not the age to be doing such things. This is rather the age where you decide that, look, it's God. I'm a vessel of God. I'm a child of God. I'm going all out for God. It's going to be hard and difficult because your peers, your whatever, there'll be pressure. But it is the age to bear your yoke. It's the age to say no. I won't do. Even some parents will even encourage you to sin. Oh yes. Their parents will encourage their children. Oh, go and do this. Why don't you do this? Go and do this. Do this. Don't even tell them what this church thing you are doing, we have done it. But they didn't do it well. That's why they didn't prosper. That's why they didn't do well. Yes. So they'll impose their experience on you to force you to backslide at an early age. Yes. This is the time to be desirous of gifts. This is the time to be into fastings and prayers. Personal prayers, waiting on God, reading the Bible, doing this. This is the age. But when you are young, this time when you lay the foundation, what kind of foundations are you laying? This is the time to do the hard things. This is my Saturday life. Friday I had a personal life. My final year lectures ended 9:15. I finished for the day. Nobody sees me again. Till night. Nobody sees me again. Then Saturday I tell it, I let you know, it's your turn. You want to see what I do? come and see in my life. Let's go to the same place. Yes. Some people, if you ask them today, when was the last time you had sex? Just a few days ago, a few weeks ago. And such a person wants to be anointed, wants to be used by God, wants God in their lives. If you just ask them accidentally, you're even expecting them to say, the last I told you about 7 years ago, that's what it is. You'll be shocked. The person will say, sorry, Bishop, but on Wednesday. You'll be surprised. That's the foundation the person has. And the person doesn't understand his spiritual difficulties and struggles. Why he's not doing it. It's almost as though you blame that BK doesn't like me. He doesn't want me to be a leader. Doesn't want me to be a shepherd. If he's giving to you, can you do it? Are you not going to destroy everybody's life that is put in your care? You say BK doesn't like you. Who likes you? It's time to close. So, you know, like Elisha followed Elijah. Hard. 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 From Bethel through Gilgal. Following him, crossing the Jordan, looking for anointing. That is how you must be as a young person. Cycles of pursuing gifts and anointing. Cycles. You have to go through cycles of it. Not just once. Not just once, but when you get another opportunity, you say, no, I think I need the gift of my constituency growing or my basenta growing. What must I do? Start the cycle again of praying, fastings, waiting on God, soaking in message. You need cycles at every chapter. Cycles at every chapter. Oh, you've done something once. It's like, that is it. It's over. It's like, it's over. I've done it. I've done it. I've cleared it. No. You need the cycle. You need the repeated cycles of the hard and difficult things to serve God, to follow God, to fulfill his will. The repeated cycles. You need it. Elisha is the best example you can find in catching anointing. Elisha. That prophet called Elisha. The best example you can have. He's a hard follower. He followed hard till he got the double portion. He got it. So you've tried something. It's made you a basenta leader. What are you trying to become? A pastor? Then what are you trying to become? An anointed pastor? Then what are you trying to become? A pastor who can grow a ministry, that the ministry grows. Cycles of hard and difficult things in your youth, at a young age. That's how to be a spiritually sound person. Go by cycles of hard and difficult things, not a one-off. Today maybe you not hear me say I'm going somewhere to pray with my wife, do this. I pray alone. I go places alone from Tuesday till Saturday. Praying through the night, through the day, through the night, through the day. After that, sometimes I have to ask myself, what day is today? Don't let me say too many things to sound as if I'm boosting. So just and I'm older. I'm about 3 times your age. How many hours do you pray? Are you able to sentence yourself and say, you know, this week I'm going to achieve 25 hours of prayer. For what? For nothing. I'm just praying. I'm just talking to God. I'm speaking in tongues. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. I'm building myself up. When you go to the gym, what for? So if you go to the gym every year, what's your aim? What for? Keep sentence yourself and say, look, today I'm going to pray that if you have a life that every Saturday you lock yourself up in a room, 10 to 5. You are praying from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let everybody be disturbed and worried and think that something bad is happening to you. They should think what they want. You are there with your God. 10 to 5. At this age, this is when you discipline yourself to be able to pray. Oh, yes. When I was a lay pastor, I slept for 4 hours. Oh, yeah. That was my life. 4 hours. If I was not like that, I cannot work as a full-timer. I'll be a very lazy, lousy, fat, dull full-timer. Oh, yes. Lay pastor, 4 hours. That was my life. 4 hours. It's finished. Yes, 4 hours. And I'm okay. I don't need 6 hours. I don't need 6 hours. 4 hours is okay. I'll go to work. I'll not fall asleep at work. I'll go to work and come. Yes. This is the age. This is the age to crack it. Crack things. Crack things into spirituality. Instead of becoming a scandalous person, you are known for scandals. Scandals. You are majoring in scandals. Become someone who is known for spirituality. Known for spirituality. At a young age, you are doing things. You are doing fastings, prayings, waiting on God, reading your Bible, studying the Bible, studying books, soaking in. You are a master of soaking in messages. I think it's time to go home. Yes. But this is the age. I'm telling you that this is the age. This is the age to do the hard and difficult things. This is it. You are right there. You are right there. Not just saying, I'm doing the bar. I'm doing my chartered this thing. Yes. No problem. No problem. Do all that. Do all that. We've attended bar ceremonies before you came. Yes, people have been called to the bar before you came. But what I say that as you are being called to the bar, become a spiritual person. Yeah, yeah. Because as you can see, we are not impressed. We are not impressed with first class bar. We have attended before you came. We have people who have been called to the bar. We have attended before you came. If that's what it is, we would have, anytime we come to church, we come to church with all the people we know have been called to the bar. 7 to our left, 8 to our right, and then those who are doctors behind us, and we come into church for you to see that we are into bar. Yes. Where's your spirituality? Where's your spirituality? Are you reducing God to becoming a barrister? That's all that God can do in your life. Like, that's all that God can do in your life. All God can do in your life is that you got first class. First degree. You can do better. You can do better. Come on, you can do better. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, you can do better. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Degrees. Unless nobody's educated in your house, then maybe I can understand why you are so worked up over a degree. And you know, if you don't get a degree, we'll send you back to Wingate. I think I've said it already, that you should get it, yes. I've saved the best for the last. As an intelligent person with wonderful degrees, I expect you to be able to catch an anointing. Yes, catch the anointing. Catch the gift. Be interested in the gifts of the Spirit. Get a gift. Be able to operate as a basenta leader, constituency pastor. Have word of knowledge. Have word of wisdom. Have gift of discernment. Have it. Have it. Walk in it. Believe in it. Prophesy. Don't be in there. All you want is that you want to be married. You will marry. You will marry. You will be married, you will be ashamed. You will say to yourself, if I had known, I would have caught all these anointings before marriage. God, you will marry. You will marry, you will be pregnant, you will have children. All those things will happen. I'm telling you, it will happen. What you must bear at this age is anointings and gifts. So even as a married woman, you will not even be quarrelsome, because you'll be a spiritual married woman. You will not be quarrelsome. Stand to your feet. Yes. We want spiritual girls to marry. We want spiritual ones. Beautiful and spiritual. Girls that can pray on their own. They can pray. He said, this one is praying. This one is praying. I had my wife leading a prayer meeting the other day. I said to her, small sleep, I want to sleep. Shouting in the house, amen, amen. So the Bible says this. I said, I wanted to sleep. I wanted to sleep. Just shouting amen in the house. But I say, it's better. Better than a woman who is snoring. Then when she wakes up, you say, have you not done this? Why didn't you do this? Who are you on the phone with? Oh, she lead the prayer meeting. By the time she finishes the prayer meeting, the Holy Ghost has made her calm. Even having done anything, she can't complain. All the complaining mothers you have around, they're unspiritual people. Unspiritual people. They don't pray. They don't have anything to do. Every time they are looking into accounts of a man. Why should you set your hopes on the accounts of a man? Can't you get your own account? Are you disabled? Sorry, I mean, you know what I mean. Sometimes I forget I'm preaching in England. If I was in Africa, I'd be very free. I can say everybody will understand what I'm saying. I forget I was turning the Kia over. Yes. I don't see why a lady should be complaining about your husband's bank account. Is that your plan into the marriage? Are you a gold digger? Why are you so affected that your husband is broke? Why are you so affected and angry that your husband is broke? Can't you work? Does the Bible not say that you shall be a help suitable for him? So if he is broke, help him out of his brokenness. Is that not what the Bible says? Are you not supposed to come and help? I mean, Bible. I'm just quoting the Bible. If I'm wrong, you can tell me I'm wrong. Because when I hear of your complaints, to me, it's embarrassing for you. I think you're embarrassing yourself. Because you sound to me like you are totally useless. Oh, yes. You can't even help him. I mean, he's so lazy, dull, whatever his problem is, he's broke. But you are supposed to be a help. That is suitable. That is, you are supposed to be exactly what he needs. So if his problem is financial difficulty, then you must be loaded to help him. If you are broke like he is broke, then you are a useless woman in his life. Useless. No, you don't understand the Bible. Look, give me some joy.
Amen. Amen. Fantastic. I think at this moment, just bow down your heads and just begin to pray at this time. Thank God for the message we've heard. Just pray where you are and thank God for the message. Just thank God for the wonderful message. Thank God for the message that you've heard today. Just want to lift up your hands and thank God for the word, the message that you have heard today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, I'm grateful that you are making us ready to serve. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands and just thank the Lord wherever you are. Just thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord wherever you are. Just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That you just want to say thank you, Lord. You just want to say thank you, Lord. You just want to say thank you, Lord. You want to say thank you, Lord. Across the room, everywhere. You want to say thank you, Jesus, for the chance. Thank you for making me young. Thank you for making me young. Kayando baba da baba bataha. Ria da da baba bataha. Shanda da da baha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the strength of being young. For the strength of being young. For the strength of being young. Thank you, Jesus. Baba da kia da da baba baba bataha. Rianda kunda batataha. Randa baba 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 bataha. Lift up your hands wherever you are and say thank you to God for the strength He has given you, the strength and the ability He has given you of being young, of being young, of being young. Kandabaya tataha, randu da baba baba taha. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Shandakata bataha. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for the grace that you have given us, Lord. Thank you for the chance and the opportunity of using young people, Lord. Father, we pray and we ask. Your word says that we should be covetous after spiritual gifts. Lord, look upon us and be gracious. I pray, may you gift us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Your word says that a man's gift makes room for him. So I pray, let the gifts of the Holy Spirit make room for us. Lord, we are grateful. In Jesus' name. Now, with every single head bowed down, every single head bowed down, and every single eye closed, if you are here today and you don't know Jesus, you're here today, you've come to church, and you don't know Jesus, you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you're not born again, you don't have a relationship with God, maybe if you were to die today, you don't know where you would end up. But today you want to be sure of your salvation. As you've heard the preaching of the word of God, you want to be sure of your salvation. The first step to serving God is you must give your life to Him. You must give your life to Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. He that doth not have the Son doth not have life. But today you want to leave this building and you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I need Jesus Christ in my life today. If you're there like that, you're in the congregation, wherever you are, I want you to lift up your right hand just where you are, just where you're seated. I want you to lift up your right hand with every single eye closed, every single head bowed down. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. I want you to lift up your right hand high in the sky, high in the sky. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see. Keep it up. Keep it up wherever you are, wherever you are. I want you to lift up your right hand. Now, if you've lifted up your right hand, I want you to do one more thing. Come to me in the front. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. You can come with your friend. If your friend came with you, you can come with your friend. If you lifted up your hand, I want you to come. Come to the front. I can see you. I want you to come. Come to the front. Let me lead you to Jesus today. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ today. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ today. I want you to come to the front. Oh, I saw some hands. I saw some hands. Don't be shy. I want you to come. Come and join us right here in the front. That you lifted up your hand wherever you are. You lifted up your hand. You want to come and give your life to Jesus. You want to come and give your life to Jesus. Come wherever you are. You want to come and give your life to Jesus.
His calling, His grace will be on covering. His beloved will flow.
In Jesus' name, let's pray. I just want everyone to repeat after me and say, Dear Lord Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me. and you rose up on the third day. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Today I believe that I am born again and I am a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You can give it the gift. We have a little gift just for you. I think you can clap your hands for Jesus, my dear. God bless you that God has saved you. We just want you to follow our pastor over here very briefly. Keep clapping for her. Keep clapping for her. If this one service was organized for one person to be saved, it's worth it. Now take out your communion at this time. Take out your communion.
Take up the bread, receive the cup, for his mercy is enough for the many. This is communion. Sing it as often as you will, for his blood is power still. By his word we shall be healed. This is communion.
In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We declare that this was your body which was broken for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice on the cross. We declare that this is the body of Jesus. The body of Jesus. Eat it. Wherever you are, lift up that this is the blood of Jesus. Drink it all.
May the blessing
lift up your
of
hands
Lord
for your blessing
rest upon you. May power come into your life from now.
Amen.
And forever.
Amen.
Receive power. Whatever is a problem, receive a solution through faith. Let the power of God come to bear
yes
in your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus yes Christ. Be blessed.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Receive answers.
Yes.
Receive healing.
Yes.
Receive deliverance
yes
from devils.
Yes.
I release the force and the power of faith to flow into your life.
Yes.
Against every high thing
yes
that is wicked, that is operating in your life.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever tormented you, harassed you, and accused you, may it be smashed and demolished
amen
by power through faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus one more time.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. For more information, follow us on social media. Search for First Love London on Facebook and YouTube, and First Love UK on Twitter and Instagram. Have a blessed week.